One on three. Won't get you a goal, I don't think. Here's Anaheim going back to defend with Ellison. With the puck, 15 seconds to go in the hockey game. And the Ducks will get a big win here. It'll be win number 16 on the air. 8 seconds to play. Parayko tossing the puck high into the air. 3, 2, 1. And this one's in the history books. Solid effort by Anaheim on the road. A 4-1 victory over St. Louis.
Well, if you just watch Pavel Mitrikov there on that last shift, competing in the near side defensive zone corner, that was the whole team's mentality. Compete, compete, compete all game long from opening puck drop till that last play. Good on Pavel Mitrikov. Beautiful saves all game long from Ville Husso. Good on him for stepping in under some injury plagueness from the goaltenders here in Anaheim. For him to step up his last couple of games, I mean, it's just phenomenal, right? So a feel-good effort, a team win through and through. That might be one of the few full 60-minute efforts yep. we've seen this Ducks team have, and they clearly learned from last game. So good on the coaching staff for having the perfect X and O's in order to succeed. Good job from goaltender on out. Wow. Job well done.
All righty. We have more hockey coming your way in a couple of nights, but let's enjoy this one here and thank all the folks that were part of the broadcast tonight. And we look forward to coming home again, 3 games at home, and hopefully the winning continues. Hey, we have a quick reminder here before we leave the site here in St. Louis. Quick reminder, tonight's broadcast and property of the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. Any rebroadcast of tonight's game, either whole or in part, without the express written consent of the Anaheim Ducks and the National Hockey League, is strictly prohibited. So for everyone here, we're not done yet. We have a post-game show with Emerson Edom upcoming, and we'll get to that in just a moment. The last time tonight during the game, you're listening to Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captate Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is Lineage Watch Co. Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
A nice bounce-back win for the Anaheim Ducks tonight, taking down the St. Louis Blues for the first time since December 12th of 2021. Tonight by a final score of 4-1. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emerson Needham, who is at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. Emerson, overall, this Ducks team coming out with a strong game plan and executing, and, you know, that's what like yesterday's.
Yeah, I said it in the pregame show. I said it throughout the tonight's broadcast here that, look, this is a game in which the Anaheim Ducks, where they took the early lead, right? They got to really learn how to play with the lead. And look, these guys are at the top of the game at the game's highest level, but this is all new, right? We know just the ups and downs over the last six seasons, right? So, yes, this is a new thing, a learning curve for a lot of these guys, how you need to be at the top of your individual game, but also how that plays a part in the overall team game. And look, they couldn't have orchestrated a better game plan, as you mentioned. But yeah, AD, tonight was all about playing with the lead, and the good guys, they executed well on that.
The Ducks scored first in this game for the 10th time this season. They're 9-1 when scoring first. So let's get into all of the scoring. It was Mason McTavish who had the first goal of the game, 6 minutes and 33 seconds in.
The Ducks might have lost the puck outside the line, but they did not lose this one. A shot by McTavish from the left wing boards beats Bennington cleanly. And how about that? 6 minutes gone by. It's 1-0 Anaheim.
Yes, it was Jordan Binnington in the net for St. Louis to start this game. But that early goal that was given up, McTavish getting that one. I mean, also a good effort from him to keep the puck in the zone before that goal happened, Emmer.
Yeah, and look, can't say enough good things about the execution of the game plan. This is the same game plan that we saw at the start. First, of course, minute of last game, but even furthermore, first 10 minutes, really just executing well in that Chicago game early on. Well, they did the same thing here in St. Louis, where they just threw everything at the net. They weren't trying to find the perfect angle. No, they just got it there. Exactly how Mason McTavish, what we just heard, if you're tuning in, or we saw up here. It was one of those things where, how about him keeping the puck in at the offensive zone blue line? That was just not even an inch, a centimeter away from being into the neutral zone. Mm-hmm. Heads up play from just an outstanding playmaker. He ends up bringing it to all the way to the near side, top of the circle, hash mark area, where he just releases it. And what a shot. I mean, both, and of course the upcoming goal we're about to hear, Mitikov, they were ripped in. They weren't lobbed in. They were put in on net with authority, and that was key.
Ducks up one goal after McTavish's first goal of the game, and then St. Louis answered back just 20 seconds later. It was Jordan Kyrou tying the game up, but as Emmer just mentioned, Pavel Mintikov, the next goal scorer, one of the Ducks' blue liners. Always good to see those contributions from the defensive core, and he gave the Ducks their lead back.
Dan Hines washed. Ducks clear it down, and they've killed the good time off. A shot score now by Mintikov. How about that? You're looking at the end of the penalty and the power play for the respective teams, and all of a sudden, Mintikov moved all the way down the ice to the left of the St. Louis goal and whipped it by him, and the Ducks have a 2-1 lead.
Pavel Mintikov, goal in this game. He also got an assist, a multi-point night for him. Emerson, what stood out about his play?
Just the sheer compete level. This is the compete level that I think we saw, and I keep referring back to, I think, when he was at his best, and he's matching that right now. But first quarter of his first season, his rookie year, when all the talks, Calder Trophy, I mean, he was in those discussions early on in that season. He was competing. He was thinking less. But it just that one puck battle, the near side defensive end there to finish off the game, you would have thought it was the start of this game, how he was competing, right? But that's what I'm saying. This Ducks team, from opening puck drop to the final buzzer, they competed exactly how Pavel Mintikov did on that play. How about the confidence on that goal? His other skaters on his team changing. He could have easily delayed, which would have been a great play. But, I mean, really, 1-4, and it was a little bit spotty, broken. St. Louis Blues probably respected him, of course, too much, knowing the numbers that they had back. But they know better now to not leave Pavel Mintikov alone anywhere in the offensive. I'm so impressed with the subtle flick of the wrist. I mean, that release was so quick, it surprised me. I know it surprised a lot of fans here at Enterprise Center, and obviously it surprised netminder Jordan Bennington.
Yeah, and then, of course, we saw the change in net after that. Joel Hofer coming in for St. Louis to end that first period. And that was only about halfway through that first period, but it did end a 2-1 score after the first. We moved into the second. No goals in the second frame. Ducks had 12 shots compared to St. Louis only having 4. So they kept their momentum rolling in that second frame. Then we went into the third. Ville Husso, the starter in net for Anaheim, making a number of big saves, especially early in that period. The Ducks able to get a couple more goals in this game. Leo Carlson, the next goal scorer, tipping a shot from Radko Gudas up top.
The puck so does Kreider. And it's St. Louis still over there battling to get it out of their own zone, but the Ducks say no. Troy Terry behind the net, looks for help, feeds it over to Mintikov. For Gudas, a shot, he scores! On a redirect in front of the net, and that's what net front presence do for the Anaheim Ducks here. Leo Carlson should get credit for the goal, and it's now a 3-1 Anaheim lead.
Leo Carlson's 14th goal of the season, coming at a big time too, Emerson.
Yeah, he just makes it look so easy. He just opens the blade. It's the perfect angle. I don't know how he does it. It's not an easy play. Oftentimes we'll see players, especially, I mean, if you think about how high he was, right? He was top of the circles, maybe a tad inside. So just the level in which you almost, yeah, you're opening, but you're not opening it too much where you're hitting the upper netting or so on and so forth, missing the net. It was so far out. It was so pinpoint, that upper left side, and he's got a nose for the net. He's got a nose for this whole ice. What can't he do? He's an unbelievable generational talent. It's just fun to watch.
And that's why we keep seeing more teams put more pressure on him. I mean, they've been double-teaming him as of late, and they know how dangerous he is every time he's on the ice. But Leo Carlson still doesn't look fazed by that. He's always finding space, creating it when he needs to, and, of course, getting goals as well. Ducks had a 3-1 lead after that. They got one more, and it came from Chris Kreider, an empty netter.
Here's an opportunity for St. Louis. They get something done. A shot. Oh, and it's deflected wide by Kyrou, who is standing near the goal crease. Big break there. He missed the shot. Anaheim brings it up. Empty net. And Kreider scores to give Anaheim a 3-goal lead late.
I mean, what a season Chris Kreider is having since he joined the Ducks.
Yeah, and look, it's Leo Carlson again. He could have just chipped it out. You know, there's a number of things, but just a heads-up play where he buys time in order for his line mate, his teammate, in this case it's Chris Kreider, to pick up speed, pick up steam there on the weak side. So Leo lets him kind of go, generate speed, and then he just kicks it out, and just it's perfect. Now Kreider has enough of a separation. He was still getting kind of harassed there as he put it into the empty net, but still, it's just a heads-up play again from Leo. And look, you're under pressure. Chris Kreider, yes, it is an empty net, but that's not a 10-foot shot into the net. That is from the offensive zone blue line. So, look, that is a goal score right there through and through, just putting it dead center, middle bar area of the empty net. And, yeah, it just everything came together here tonight, Edie.
Ducks get the win 4-1. Emerson, want to ask you, with the way that the Ducks lineup was heading into this game, 11-7, we saw Ian Moore being used not only defensively but offensively too. He was in that forward spot a couple times. What did you like about his return back to the lineup?
Excuse me, I broke up a little bit there. What players?
Ian Moore.
Ian
his
Moore.
Return back to the lineup, just being able to play some offense on the in the forward line and defensively tonight.
No, Ian Moore was great. It was kind of interesting because you saw him with different pairings kind of throughout the game, especially there late, just with the 70s, right? So I'll be honest, the whole defensive core, usually there's guys that, you know, just stick out and stick out definitively. I think you can make the argument that Pavel Minchikov was one of those guys. I thought Jacob Trouba had his moments, in particular defensively. I thought Ratko Gudas, I mentioned him eating up pucks there and getting in shooting. Like, he was very aggressive in his normal self. There wasn't much breakoutness that you could really see because everyone. I mean, just on that play, the assist he got, moving the puck up there to Pavel Minchikov, I think that was a heads-up play. Once again, he could have used that open ice to skate it up. And I think I'm going to end on this when it comes to Ian Moore. Those are the type of plays that they almost go overlooked. It might be simple, him just headmanning that puck, but it's one of those things where that slow 1, 2, 3 extra stick handle, right? And then the play just moves on and nothing comes of it. There have been times, even throughout this season, where you have that middle support swinging higher than the puck carrier and the failure to just move the puck up. It just goes back to Ian Moore's game. And that's just plain simple, smart hockey. That's how he's been since the start of the season. And that's him in a nutshell, just smart. Mm-hmm. Simple. He maximizes that, and that's exactly what he did in tonight's game.
A lot of good stuff from this Ducks team to end their back-to-back on the road. Emerson, thank you for joining us. Will any cookies be coming home to Orange County?
I'm going to leave that between you and Steve, Adie. I have no part in this cookie debate. I hope you get your wish, though, Adie.
Yeah,
I'm praying for you.
I thought we were celebrating. The holidays are around the corner. All right.
You know, if it was me, Adie, you'd have your cookies. Steve, I'm staying out of this one.
All right, Emerson. Well, safe travels back. I know that St. Louis got a lot of snow, so safe travels to the team, and we will see you on Wednesday.
I appreciate it. Luckily, we're leaving. We're heading out tomorrow morning, right? So the snow's still coming down as we speak, or at least I think Steve stated something of that matter. So, look, I'm glad we're not leaving tonight so we get some calmer weather as we fly out.
Looking forward to the next one on Wednesday. Stick with us for more on the post-game show, breaking down this Ducks win in St. Louis, 4-1 the final.
The year-end clearance sale is going on now at your helpful Honda dealers. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines are on clearance. Plus, see big savings on the full Honda line, like financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new 2025 Ridgeline. Don't miss Happy Honda Days. Search your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 1/5/26.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure, eye injection, or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Flex plans are now available for our fans who have the busiest schedules. You can select just weekend games or just giveaway nights, whatever suits you best. Just select 7 or more games to receive huge savings on tickets, discounts on concessions, and merchandise. And new this year, parking is included. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans for more information.
Road to close out this two-game road trip in Chicago and St. Louis. The final score 4-1 in favor of your Anaheim Ducks. And as we mentioned in the last segment, the goal scorers: Mason McTavish, Pavel Mintikov, Leo Carlson, and Chris Kreider. So that means a couple point streaks were extended here tonight. Beckett Seneca extends his point streak to 8 games now. He has 8 points through point streak, 10 points, and Mason McTavish a 4-game point streak with 5 points. So always good to see those contributions on a consistent basis, as we always talk about with these point streaks. And going along with that, you know, we talked about how great the defensive core was tonight. Well, how about the penalty kill, going a perfect 6-for-6 against St. Louis? They gave them, well, frankly, too many penalties were taken by the Ducks once again in this game. So the fact that the PK came up that strong, really, really important part of this game. And, you know, some of the penalties, I specifically think about that Cutter Gauthier one in the third period, the tripping call. You know, it didn't really look like there was much contact there. There was a couple in this game I wasn't so sure about. But either way, the PK was great. And, you know, they held St. Louis to 6 shots on goal through 6 chances. So that was certainly a positive for the Ducks in this game. However, flip side of that, the power play, the Ducks did get a couple chances on that, 3 chances in particular, and they did not put up any power play shots. So, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. But on the flip, like I said, on the flip side, good to see the PK because being so strong, because we know that it's kind of been some ebbs and flows there. And that's an area that the team is still continuing to improve on. So overall, the fact that the Ducks were finally able to get a win at Enterprise Center and break this bad luck streak against this team, they had a different motivation coming into this game. It was evident when we looked at the lineup, that 11-7 lineup. Things were different coming into today. I'm sure things were said, whether it was from leadership and the coaching staff after the loss to Chicago yesterday. This game was very important for the team, And I feel like they responded so well. And that's exactly what you want to see from your group. That also shows the maturity that this group has grown this year. Because, I mean, we knew with their early success and we saw the changes and the improvements early. But to bounce back after a loss like yesterday and to have a game like this, it's a good statement. And I think, like I said, it just shows the maturity of this group and certainly a positive for the team as well. So not only the points, but, you know, it keeps the Ducks on top of the Pacific Division as they are now at 16 wins on their season, 9 losses, 1 in OT. So 33 points. They're still atop the Pacific. You go on the NHL's website, you just see the Ducks at the top. It's such a good feeling. And we've been there for a little bit of time, too. So hopefully they keep it up after, you know, as the rest of this week goes along and the Ducks get to go back home to Honda Center, a place that they've had a lot of success this season. They're 9-3 at Honda Center. And oh, by the way, we started the month of December. So the Ducks ended up finishing the month of November with a 9-6 record through 15 games played. They have plenty of hockey this month, too. A lot of home games and a long trip that starts next week, of course, over to New York. They always have that long New York trip in December. So I feel like this play is coming, you know, at a good time. They're able to get home before they get out on the road again, because that's really been the only times that we've seen more of a, I don't want to say consistent struggles, but you think back to that last road trip with Colorado, Detroit, and Minnesota. That was that stretch of 3 games that the team dropped. So, you know, they have had their struggles on the road, but the good thing also with that New York trip, as I'm getting a little ahead of myself, is that you're staying in one place. So you're not moving around as much, and that always makes a difference. So I wanted to get a message in on the text line. Hunter from Yorba Belinda said, it was a good game and win, but the penalties have been an issue for the Ducks. So that needs to be talked about on the way home and at practice to avoid them and let the opponents keep going in the box instead of us, so the Ducks can get as many power plays as they can and keep getting wins. I like that. The Ducks just need to be on their absolute A game for the best fans in the NHL and Orange Country for the next 3 games. Always positive thoughts and energy for the best team in the NHL. Go Ducks. A very positive message. And absolutely, the penalties have been a bit of a problem and a bit of a struggle for this team. But like I mentioned, really liked what we saw from the PK tonight. So you can't always rely on that. But, you know, in this game, the Ducks were able to. So I'm taking a quick look at where the Ducks rank in terms of penalty minutes on average per game. And I believe this hasn't been updated. It has not. So going into this game here tonight, they were ranked 8th in the league with averaging 10.4 penalty minutes per game. So yeah, that's on the higher end when you look at, of course, the rest of the league. So versus on the flip side of that, we knew St. Louis takes the least amount of penalties, and they still gave the Ducks 3 chances tonight. So something about this game, you knew it was going to be a little bit physical. That's kind of in St. Louis's game plan. They have a physical team, but the Ducks outplayed them, and that's what it came down to with this one. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look ahead to this upcoming homestand for the Ducks and wrap up this road trip and this win here tonight.
This December will bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. In Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Visit Boot Barn today to save on top quality Christmas gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off all men's exotic boots, $40 off select women's boots, and 25% off flannels, sweatshirts, and select outerwear for men and women. We're also offering savings on select jeans, workwear, and kids' clothing. Visit us this week and save on top quality Christmas gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Back into the postgame show. A Ducks 4-1 win over the St. Louis Blues. We've been talking about all these different skaters for the Ducks. Well, how about goaltender Ville Husso, who stepped in his second start this season and got his second saves on 23 total shots. Big game for him. And, you know, with the way the goaltending has been for the Ducks as of late, it was a good opportunity for him to come in and show, you know, what he can do, just as he did against the Kings. And then, of course, stepping in yesterday, but big win for him, and couldn't be happier for Ville Husso coming up from the San Diego Gulls. Of course, his backup in this game today, Vyacheslav Butets, as he was also called up. And as we know, Peter Mrazek left yesterday's game. Don't have an update on him just yet. I would assume we will have that for you before Wednesday's game. So look out for that. And Lukáš Dostál was placed on the IR. As we know, 2 to 3 weeks, he is expected to be out with his upper body injury. So that brings us to our next game. I mentioned it. The Utah Mammoth are coming back to Honda Center, a team that the Ducks just saw back on November 17th. It was an overtime win against that club. And, you know, Utah in particular, I'm still keeping my eye on. I know that they've had their ups and downs and they've lost three in a row, but I don't know. I think that they have a lot of young, very talented skaters there, and curious when they're able to put things all together, how that ends up working out for them. So it's going to be another hard test for the Ducks when they come back home. And then, of course, they host the Washington Capitals and then the Chicago Blackhawks. They get to see them for the final time this season on Sunday. So don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. A couple last things in terms of this game here tonight, a couple extra stats for you. The Ducks did outshoot St. Louis 26-22. They didn't do so well in their faceoffs tonight, and they really weren't doing so well after the first period in particular, as they were only at 28%, but they did finish at 35% with faceoffs. So definitely still an area that can always be improved. 22 blocked shots, and I feel like a lot of those came later in the game because St. Louis had their most amount of, well, actually they ended up taking a shot away. So they originally had 10 in the third, but now they're back at 9. So 9 in the first and 9 in the third for them. But I felt like we saw that late push from St. Louis, and Ville Husso, of course, making some big saves there. So yeah, you know, it was obviously, you know, there were moments in this game where it felt like there wasn't a whole lot of sustained pressure on both sides. It just felt like it was a bit back and forth, looking for their odd man rushes on both sides of the ice. But the Ducks did settle in defensively, I mean, that was the story of this game for this team. And they're coming home happy. And that's what matters. They're staying on top of the Pacific. They got their 16th win of the season and got a win, as I mentioned, for Billy Huso, too. So as we get excited for the team to come back home, you can join us at 6:30 for the pregame show on Wednesday night. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop. And if you decide to tune in on television, just a reminder that it is a national game, so we won't be on Victory Plus or KCOP. So that is a TNT game, actually. So we'll have that crew, and I'm just going to plug this as well. We played it in the pregame, but I had the chance to catch up with Liam McHugh, who is the panel host on the NHL on TNT in my new episode of Light the Lamp this week. That is out right now. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. We chat about all of the antics that their panel likes to get into. A lot of really, really fun conversation there. Always catching up with Liam. So make sure to join us on Wednesday for that next Ducks matchup at home, and get your tickets to Honda Center, because we have some games for you before the holiday season. So you can also stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight. The final score at Enterprise Center, 4-1. Your Ducks take down the Blues and stay on top of the Pacific Division. Thank you so much for tuning in to the post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. And we will see you on Wednesday night, 6:30, with the pregame show ahead of the Ducks and Mammoth game. And enjoy the rest of your Monday night.